Track 9, more news stories. It'll be ready for remembrance. Devon County Council has said it is working to ensure Newton Abbott's Remembrance Day parade is able to go ahead as normal, despite concerns that Queen Street might not be ready in time. The town's Remembrance Day parade takes place in exactly 1 month's time, Sunday, November the 10th. Typically, the parade marches through Queen Street on its way to the War Memorial. However, with work to the road ongoing, whether the parade can proceed as normal is up in the air. But DCC has said it is working to ensure the parade can go ahead. A DCC spokesperson said Phase 3 of the scheme, that's Albany Street to Courtney Street, is on course to be substantially completed and the existing fencing removed by the end of October. During this time, we kindly ask that all participants use the northern footway and remain mindful of their surroundings. This is because construction works will be ongoing along the southern side of Queen Street and will continue throughout November. Like Phase 4, Phases 5, 6 and 7 will also run into November, though it involves work to the junction with Devon Square, the junction with the Avenue and St Paul's Road, and the installation of signage, street furniture and road markings across the whole scheme area, including surrounding work roads.
Shepherd Shack's pie is top-notch at Food Awards. A Thai pork pie made by Dawlish catering company The Shepherd Shack has been named as Devon's new food project for the year and is this week's Food Drink Devon Awards. The Thai pork pie was also awarded a Platinum Taste of Devon Product Award, while four other Shepherd Shack projects scored gold awards. These were Cheddar and Marmite Scotch Egg, Tandoori Scotch Egg, Chorizo, Feta, Olive and Roasted Garlic Quiche, and Broccoli, Caramelised Charlotte and Brie Quiche. We weren't expecting to receive as many awards as that, never mind winning the Platinum and Best New Product, exclaimed Shepherd Shack's founder and chef, Scott Harrison-Jones. It's still sinking in at the moment. Other Platinum winners include Luscombe Drinks, Hot Ginger Beer and Newton Abbott's Boo Chai Kombucha for its Revive Fresh Mint. Ashburton Cookery School and Chef's Academy was named as Devon's best training school, with judges praising its incredible and attentive teachers and great structure. Devon boasts a world-class food and drink scene and a growing community of companies doing good business together, said Food Drink Chair Greg Parsons. This year, we've seen a record number of entries for the Food Drink Devon Awards. The purpose of these awards isn't to rank business against one another, but to highlight the products and destinations we're proud to call Devon's finest and promote them across the country and beyond, he added. The 13th Food Drink Devon Awards will be held on Monday, 7th of October at Exeter's Sandy Park.
Time for a rethink on historic mill. Conservation campaigners are urging a Devon council to think again before taking the demolition ball to a building they describe as a celebration of local heritage. Teignbridge Council has voted to knock down the old mill building in Newton Abbott's Bradley Lane to make way for up to 100 badly needed new homes, despite some councillors saying the decision amounts to cultural vandalism. Now, a conservation group has weighed in, urging the council to find another solution. One of the buildings on the site is Vicary's Mill, which is known locally as the Lorna Building. It was home to a paper mill in the 1700s, but has been rebuilt a number of times since. It's now empty and has been badly vandalised. The council says it is spending hundreds of thousands of pounds a year just to maintain it. The Council's decision earlier this year to axe a planned town centre cinema scheme leaves £2.4 million of the government's future high streets money earmarked for Newton Abbott unspent. Officers say the council should spend it on Bradley Lane instead. Some councillors called for a delay while all options were considered. And Councillor Richard Dawes said, "I can't conceive that future high streets will give you this money to simply demolish history." Others said it was time to remove the eyesore building and start again. The latest intervention comes from the Historic Buildings and Places Organisation, formerly known as the Ancient Monuments Society. It says it has deep concern over the demolition of architecturally characterful buildings on a site where milling dates back to the 13th century. Demolition would permanently erase this tangible link with Newton Abbott's history, it says. Director Liz Power added, "Councils across England have used their future high street funds on conservation-led regeneration projects that celebrate their town's local cultural heritage. Teignbridge should use its public funds to develop a master plan for the regeneration of this publicly owned site, not to create a blank canvas for the benefit of a private developer."
Over 1,300 use injuries units so far. More than 1,300 have used the minor injuries unit at Dawlish Hospital since it reopened in April. Figures just released by the Torbay and South Devon Healthcare Trust reveal the numbers of patients who have been treated at the unit for minor injuries and ailments. The announcement is seen as a vindication of the hospital's League of Friends concerted campaign to reopen the unit, which had been closed for more than 4 years. Chairman of the League, Jeff King, said, "I'm very pleased to see so many people able to use the MIU facility. Patients can be quickly treated locally, and the overloading at ED, formerly A&E, is reduced, so it's a win for everyone." The League had been calling for the unit's reinstatement for several years, saying it was urgently needed to avoid people having to travel to neighbouring emergency departments. Problems recruiting staff had been blamed for the delay. It finally reopened on April the 2nd, operating Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on an appointment priority basis. All visitors were seen within 4 hours and 97.3% within 2 hours. The appointment system has received positive feedback from local residents, with patients able to call and book appointments for the same day. The MIU was originally closed as part of the Trust's response to the COVID-19 pandemic due to staffing levels and demand for services.
Pupils grow sunflowers. A group of Year 6, aged 10 and 11, pupils saw the results of one of their many community projects. Earlier in the year, pupils from Tynmouth Primary School helped to sow and plant sunflowers with the Friends of Tynmouth Orangery. And now the sunflowers have grown into an impressive display visible outside Bitton House. "Our pupils are always looking for ways to celebrate their local community," said Luke Marchant, head teacher of Tynmouth Primary School. "It was wonderful for them to share their love of the outdoors with other wonderful community groups," Mr. Marchant added.